over these past few weeks, many people have made great sacrifices in order to help people who are suffering from illness, particularly COVID-19. We've quite rightly, I think, every Thursday night, although it's stopped now, which I also think is fair enough, but every Thursday night we've stood on our doorsteps and applauded NHS workers, those in healthcare who have risked a great deal by working to help people with COVID-19 recover from that illness. They've been exposed more to the virus themselves. They've put themselves at risk. They deserve honour. They deserve thanks, heartfelt honour and thanks for doing that. This morning's passage in Philippians also speaks about a similar principle in the Christian life. Let me read to you what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2 and verses 29 and 30. Therefore, welcome Epaphroditus in the Lord with great joy, and hold people like him in honour, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up what was lacking in your ministry to me. So the Philippian church had sent Epaphroditus to Paul in his imprisonment with a gift to help Paul in his imprisonment, to see to his needs. And Epaphroditus personally saw to his needs as well. In that way, Epaphroditus did what the rest of the Philippian church couldn't, because they were back in Philippi. He made up what was lacking in their ministry by going to Paul and ministering directly to him. He almost died as a result, through an illness that he obviously had and got as a result of travelling all that way to see Paul. And Paul says, when he comes back now, honour him for what he did, for making such a sacrifice, almost the ultimate sacrifice, in order to serve Paul. Now, in the same way as Christians now, we should show honour to other Christians who make great sacrifices in order to serve Christ, to serve the church, to serve others. Obvious examples spring to mind, like Christians in persecuted countries, where they make huge sacrifices, sometimes the sacrifice of their life, by standing for Christ. Just by being a follower of Christ in public in such places is a huge sacrifice. We should honour such people. But it may be, of course, somebody closer to home in our own church who quietly makes great sacrifices of their time, their energy, their resources in order to serve the church, in order to serve others. We should honour such people. We should notice what they're doing. We should say thank you. We should honour them with great joy as we do so. They'll probably be embarrassed, because normally the sort of people who make sacrifices to serve Christ are not doing it for the thanks from us. They're not doing it to be held up in honour. And yet Paul says that's exactly what should be done with Christians who make sacrifices in order to serve. So let's make sure we notice when people do that, and we honour them for it.